Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to all things BDSM. My name is Mistress Alisa. I'm a dominatrix, BDSM counselor, and life coach. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers. And I'll be talking to you from my heart and soul. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. I am going to keep today's message really brief, so that means I'm going to have to get right to the point and just say it the way that I mean it, and mean it the way that I say it. When it comes to addiction recovery, especially for those of you who struggle with sexual addictions, meaning sex, porn, and or masturbation, you need to realize that you are going to be in this for the long haul. Most men who are approaching me seem to think that recovery is something of a joke. It's something that can be reduced to a quick little checklist. So tell me what to do. Here's what you need to understand about your situation as an addict. You have gotten your mind and your emotions fucked up. You have trained and conditioned yourself to respond to the world around you, to stimuli, to frustrations, to stress, in a very fucked up, unhealthy, and dysfunctional way. Your journey to recovery, it's not about stopping the behavior. It's about addressing why the behavior is so important to you. It's about understanding why that orgasm is so important to you, that even though it's not fulfilling, you keep chasing it, even though you're not necessarily horny in a moment. You want to try to make yourself horny. You want to try to make your dick get hard. You want to try to force yourself to have an orgasm. That's what you need to be addressing. That's the rabbit hole that you've been skidding down, more than likely for years, multiple years. Most people who are looking for assistance have been struggling with their addictive behaviors for well over a decade. So how are you going to take a decade's worth of shaping and molding your mind, your spirit, your emotions, conditioning yourself to act and to react in a certain way, and you just think, excuse me, that you're going to change, you know, your relationship with the addiction that you've been growing, you know, with the snap of your fingers, in the blink of an eye, with a checklist. This journey of recovery when it comes to sexual addictions, you need to understand that you have a reliance on sexual pleasure that rivals the reliance that an addict would have on an illicit substance. Did I use the right proposition? You have a reliance on. So the reliance that you have on sexual pleasure is going to rival the reliance, oh my God, I can't speak, the reliance that an addict has with an addiction to illicit substances. In other words, those two things, and I've got to say in other words, because I've really fucked up the comparison, those two things are much more similar than you would think that they are. When men struggle with sexual addiction, they think that it's just a matter of not watching porn, not jerking off, you know, stopping this behavior, stopping that behavior. When it comes to being addicted to drugs or alcohol, people understand that something inside of you will long for that substance, that your body's chemistry has been changed to rely on that substance. Well, you have done something very similar to yourself, except instead of it being just physical, it's mental and emotional, it's spiritual. It is much deeper than people think it is, and it runs much deeper than you give this addiction credit for. This is some hard shit to work through, because don't know how much sexual addiction touches every aspect of your life until you try to stop being a sex addict. How does it impact your relationships, you know, your work life, the relationship that you have with friends, whether or not you want to socialize, you know, the relationship that you have with yourself. When you are trying to get assistance for your sex, porn, and or masturbation addiction, understand that you are going to have to go through a journey. Becoming an addict is pretty damn simple. You just feed yourself this shit, you know, these images, these fantasies, the narrative, you know, that an orgasm is more important than anything. You just put yourself on that kind of a, like a fast food diet for 3 to 6 months and watch how different of a human being you are. This shit changes you. So when you are trying to come out of that space, what you have to do is have the patience that is required to look at every aspect of your life, mentally and emotionally. One of the biggest surprises that my clients will have is that, you know, they come to me thinking, oh, I'm a good guy, you know, but women don't want to talk to me. Women reject me. I don't know what's happening. Why are women treating me like this? You know, I'm a good guy. Sorry about that. That hurt. And so the person is thinking that the world is against him, that the world is responding negatively to them. And when I start to show them the selfishness that they have grown, the selfishness that is inside of them, when they start to really see what they have done to themselves mentally and emotionally, a lot of times they get upset with me because I won't let them bullshit their way out of it. Nope, you can't bullshit your way out of it. Nope, you can't use as an excuse that you're hurting or you're disappointed or you were abused as a kid. Nope, that's called bullshit. No, you need to sit in what you have created. You need to sit in it. You know, for those of you who listen to this show, I have another show that I do where I'm a bit more open about my story. So I don't think I've really shared any of my personal story here, But I grew up in a cult where I was abused on a regular basis. Constantly, consistently, without fail, I was abused. And so were the kids around me. It was nonstop. It was ugly. It was disgusting. Now, if anyone has a reason, a justification for being a dom who hates men and who abuses them, that would be me. I should be one of the first people in line. Oh, men did this, and therefore I'm going to hate men, and therefore I'm going to abuse them, especially since I'm dominant. I'm in a prime position to do that. But I don't want to do that. Why? Because it's a choice. I don't want to go around hurting and abusing other people. I don't want to go around making the world a worse place than it already is. When you, as a guy, are going through your recovery, you have to be ready to own your shit. And a lot of men don't want to do that because addiction makes you ugly. Especially addiction of a sexual nature. Oh my goodness, that shit makes you ugly. You use people, you run through people, you lie, you tell half-truths, you cheat. You have to face all of that shit because all of that is a part of your addiction. All of that feeds your addiction. I'm sure that you all have heard the saying that you are only as sick, or you are as sick as your secrets. You are as sick as your secrets. And so every time that you are tempted to lie, to tell a half-truth, to cast smoke and mirrors, you need to understand that your addiction is winning. You want to recover from your addiction. You want to learn how to live your best fucking life possible. You need to learn how to tell the truth. Sit in what you've done. Own your shit. Face it. And then, and only then, will you become equipped to deal with your addiction. Until you do that, all you're doing is running from it. All you're doing is, you know, being the puppet whose strings are being pulled. Okay, I am running out of time. I set up today's show to only be 15 minutes. I don't have a lot to say on this one. I just wanted to get in and out with this message. For those of you who would like to learn more about me and what it is that I do, you can visit me online at lisacoaches.com. That's A-L-I-S-A, coaches, C-O-A-C-H-E-S.com. If you are interested in having access to exclusive content that I create for my members, and those who follow and support me, then consider joining Creed for Men. It's only $5 a month or $60 for the year. And I'm in touch with men who join Creed for Men. There's also Creed for Women. But when you join Creed for Men, I am in touch with you and sending messages that help you to stay focused, that help you to dream big, reach for the stars, stay on track, and make sure that what you are doing is very purposeful with the intention of living your best life possible. I teach you how to heal and how to love and be loved. And those are things that men who struggle with addiction, sexual addictions in particular, struggle with. So check out alisacoaches.com for more information. I wish you guys all the best on your journey, and I will see you next time.